Yes, coming up to 10 minutes to 11 o'clock, this is The Daily on 2SER. My name is Nelson Scott, and it's great to have your company. That was Elsie Lang, with Sally. Before that, Le Eclair with Cloud Drifter. Some great tunes. And that means, at this point in time, it is the time when we do this.
Your sports team is vastly inferior.
Yes, the great Weird Al Yankovic introing our sporting segment with our consummate producer, Marco. Good morning.
Good morning, Nelson. How are you?
I'm very well, my friend. In fact, I'm ecstatic based on the results in the New South Wales Cup over the weekend. And I should preface this a segment where we talk about a few of the lower grade sporting action, things you might not hear in other places, i.e. the New South Wales Cup in rugby league and the National Soccer Premier League, which is the reserve grade under the A-League. But in the rugby league, I'm very happy because the North Sydney Bears had a huge win, 50-0 against Canterbury after a string of losses and a season that hasn't been particularly to be desired on behalf of North Sydney. So I'm very happy. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did.
How good was it?
And it was super good. But we got some drama, don't we?
We've got drama in the Hunter.
Yeah.
What's going on?
In the last few days, and people have been saying it, also quoted by Channel 9 and all the news outlets, is that Kalyn Ponga is going to go to rugby union, we assume, but we don't know yet.
So he's got an agent, right, in New Zealand rugby?
Apparently, yeah. I didn't know this, even though he's our club captain, but yeah.
It's treachery.
Yeah, and dangerous. And the coach is going to go too, it looks like, as well, Adam O'Brien.
Well, they've been struggling up in the Hunter region for a while now, unfortunately, with Newcastle. But he's pretty old, Kalyn, like 27, Rugby World Cup next year. There's a lot of good players in New Zealand rugby. Do you reckon if he were to go, he'd make his way into the All Blacks squad?
He could, but we don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to know. But there's some positive signs for Newcastle in the lower grades.
Yes, there is. And Newcastle is now finally off the bottom of the New South Wales Cup. 2 in a row.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because, you know, Newcastle and the Hunter was formerly a great rugby league nursery with a lot of depth and so many great players that have come through. But the fact they're bottom of New South Wales Cup and they're doing so bad in the NRL, you just can't think anything. But what's going on there?
Yeah, it's just bizarre, really. It's really, really bizarre, Nelson.
Isn't it? And what happened in the New South Wales Cup?
So, as we know, Newcastle won 36-24, although they had a man in the sin bin in the early 16th minute and they were 30-0 up at half time against the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Wow. Which players stood out?
So the players that stood out was Connie Vatator, who kicked 4 from 7. And surprisingly enough, Newcastle collapsed this second half, but they still salvaged to win the game. And even though that 30-0 scoreline was enough to showcase the first half how good they were, compared to South Sydney, who scored 4 tries in the second half. But we were still collapsing, unfortunately. But we were lucky that we got the 2 points and we're moved up 2 places in the ladder.
Well, that's great. And the Rabbitohs, who they beat, they're not doing flash hot, are they, in the New South Wales Cup either?
Unfortunately not. They're now on the bottom and Manly second last, while Newcastle is in the ladder. Let's go.
And we love having Manly towards the bottom, don't we?
Yep.
As a Bears fan, and we could go into the history, but we'd be here until 9 a.m. next week on Wednesday. What happened in the New South, in the Premier League soccer?
Well, we know that Manconi Stallions, as I mentioned last week, won last week, but they're trying to make the space and they still won again, but this time I guess Western Sydney Wanderers just won 1-0. Close game, but very tight. Even though Western Sydney haven't been good lately, they are 15th currently, and Manconi Stallions are still top. But it's still opening a 4-point gap at the moment, even though they're on top of the NPL.
And where are they from, the Marconi Stallions?
They're from the Fairfield area.
Yep.
And they were an old established club, as Cody mentioned last week. And I was telling him about it. So if no one knows about them, they're an old Italian club that's going to come into the A-League in October for this second division that I mentioned last week on air.
So Marconi's been they're going up to the A-League?
No. They're going to the A-League second division that they created.
Oh, fantastic. Because we love those old clubs, don't we? They speak so much to the history of immigration in our town. And Marconi, they're one of the great Italian clubs.
Yeah, and I remember a few of my cousin-in-laws, my cousins have been playing for this club as well.
Wow.
Back in the day, early 2000s when I was born as well. And then they left, so yeah.
And they're coming number one.
Well, yeah, it's good for NPL. And my dad used to play for Apia, and Apia's going to be in the A-League 2 as well in October coming up as well.
Excellent. He's listening now, so we'll give him a shout out. Marco, my friend, thank you very much. We'll, of course, catch you next week for more lower grade sport action.
You're welcome, Nelson. Thank you for your time today.
No worries. That is our very talented producer, Marco, with the lower grade sports.